Okay, so our Bible verse for today is, or verses, because it's quite a lot, is Luke 15, 11 to 32. So it's a lot. And it's the Amplified version as well, so. Okay. Oh, it's on purpose. It's on purpose, yeah. And he said, there was a certain man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the part of the property that falls to me. Oh, sorry, I said you're lying, sorry. Could you go back, sorry. And he said, there was a certain man who had two sons.
Oh. What am I saying to him?
And the younger said to his father.
Oh, father, give me a part of the property that falls to me. And the divided estate between them.
And he divided the estate between them. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered up all that he had and journeyed into a distant country. And there he wasted his fortune in reckless and loose from restraint living. And when he had spent all he had, a mighty famine came upon that country, and he began to fall behind and be in want. So he went and forced and glued himself upon one of the citizens of that country. He sent him into his fields to feed hogs, and he was gladly fed on and filled his belly with the carob pods that the hogs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger. Nobody gave him anything better. Then when he came to himself, he said,
how many hired servants of my father have enough food and even food to spare? But I am perishing, hungry, and here hungry. Yeah, I'm perishing and here of hunger. I'll get up and go to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned in your sight. I mean, against heaven in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of the servants you hired.
So he got up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness for him. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him fervently. And the son said to him,
Father, I have sinned against heaven in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. I no longer deserve to be recognized as a son of yours.
But the father said to his bondservants, bring quickly the best robe, the festive robe of honor, and put it on him, and give him a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet. And bring out that wheat-fattened calf and kill it, and let this revel and feast and be happy. Let us revel and feast and be happy and make merry. Because this was my son, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to revel and feast and make merry. But his older son was in the field, and as he returned and came near the house, he heard music and dancing. And having called one of the servant boys to him, he began to ask what this meant. And he said to them, your brother has come, and your father has killed the wheat-fattened calf, because he has received him back and well. But the elder brother was angry and resolved not to go in. Then his father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father,
look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me so much as a little kid that I might revel and feast and be happy and make merry with my friends. But when this son of yours arrived, who has devoured your estate with immoral women, you have killed for him that wheat-fattened calf.
And the father said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But it was fitting to make merry, to revel and feast and rejoice. For this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Thank you, guys. Can you sit down? Okay, so the title of this word is Your Authentic Adventure. So how I got this word was, I literally was just like, God, what do you want me to talk about? And he said the word authentic. And I was at first like, okay, cool. That's the word for me. I like that word. It sounds quite good. And I do English literature, so I don't mind weird words and stuff. So do we have the PowerPoint? So authentic means of undisputed origin and not a copy, genuine. And then recently, like last week, God said adventure. And I love that word because it sounds so cool and just like go anywhere. And adventure means an unusual and an exciting or daring experience. And your authentic adventure is dependent on your relationship with God. So I do English. So I do this thing where I do the who, what, where, when, why, and how. Yeah, thank you. And so we're going to start with the who. So if you can see in this story, the youngest did not know his father that well. If you don't love someone, or even if you love them, but you don't know them that well, you don't always want to be near them. I'm sure you guys have relatives that you don't really appreciate as much as the other ones, because he did not know his father that well. Not only did he leave, he took everything, and he took his dad's stuff, took his stuff, and he went far away. So he was not trying to be near his dad at all. And you never know whether, obviously, Jesus, this is a parable, but maybe the son had issues with his dad in the sense of he'd always seen him through his brother, who was always with his elder brother, who was always with him, and had the responsibility. And could you stand up for a second? Me, I'm the youngest, so I can explain this a bit clearer. The youngest usually has less responsibility. The younger one, usually when you're younger, especially in African households, if you get in trouble, the eldest gets in trouble. And and you can see that in like when he moved away, he was just living the party life. He didn't have that responsibility. And then the eldest usually has a lot more, like, yeah, he has to do more. He has I feel like the eldest, usually the parents have planned for that baby the most. And so they just planned everything to be right. So they usually have more stature. And you see that in the relationship with the eldest and the youngest. The eldest comes trying to earn his dad's love, but he's embraced and he accepts that. But then the eldest, on the other hand, he's like doing all this hard work, feels responsible for these things. And he doesn't realize that he had these things in the first place. He's his son and he's loved. But he didn't know that because he didn't know who he was. So in both relationships, they had a great dad, but neither of them knew him because they didn't know who he was and they didn't know who they were. So I have a personal example. Sometimes when I forget about God's love, like the eldest, I just push him away and I would just do, I mean like the youngest, sorry. I just push him away and I just be like, I'm all good. I'll start to do, not do my revision, not do the things that I know I'm meant to do, because I just feel like God is all right. But then in the other situations, when I realize that God loves me, I'll be like, oh no, so all these bad things I just did, now I've got to have to earn God's love back. But really those things, you can't earn God's love back. You can never earn God's love back. It's infinite, like you're too small, sorry. but this authentic relationship with him is supposed to enable you to see the authentic way you have been made and the authentic destiny you have and where you're going. So we move on to where. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. So where you're going is dependent on who you know. And in these relationships, you see the eldest son and the youngest son, they both didn't know where they were going. One was continuously working in a house that his dad literally, he was rich, he was balling, he had the money, but he was working all the time thinking he had to earn something that he could not earn. And he didn't know where he was going. All these years, I'm sure he was doing work, not just thinking he was earning something, but really he wasn't. Whilst the youngest, he didn't know where he was going. He was going to live the party life. He was going to do whatever he could on his own. But when you know God, or who you are, who God is, who you are, you can therefore know where you're going. Because the truth is, you and I have a big destiny, but that destiny will not be reached without the one who made it for you to lead you through. So, and then the eldest, he had that responsibility driven into him. And he didn't know that his dad was a fun guy. As you see, when the youngest comes back, he's having a party. The dad's the one that has the party. The youngest has already just come back from parties, but the dad has another one because he's happy. He's enjoying life. And I want you guys to know that God is a fun guy. Sometimes we forget it. Sometimes you forget that he's fun. Praise and worship, you may feel like, oh, you're doing the jumping. And God's just there like, yes, that's what I like to see. But but God's probably, oh, God's a big guy as well. So I'm sure when he's jumping, heaven's like, all the time. But yeah, those things, all these things, like where you're going, you need to know who God is, because that will let you get there in the right steps. You'll have someone to hold your hand as you go. You'll have someone to lead you. And I have an example. When I was doing my GCSEs, sorry, Mum, okay? I'm just sorry. I personally did not revise as much as I could have. Like, I did not. And there were times when I'd see the work and I'd see, like, games, and I'd go to the games. Like, that's just how I would do it. And as I've started to do my A-levels and my relationship with God has definitely increased, I can see, like, God wants me to have the work ethic, although it really hurts sometimes. It really does. it's like, at least he showed me where I'm going. It's training for where I'm going to be. And I can see that as I travel on the road with God, I'll be enjoying the journey, even if it hurts sometimes. And then you'll know when it's your time to shine, and it will happen. When you travel on this authentic adventure, there will be when moments, which you can really know only as you grow with God. So if you are walking with God, you know who God is, then there'll be certain times, and I'm sure you may know, there's times when something special is going to happen and you're placed at the right time, at the right moment. And you can't do that and recognize it as much or know what to do without God and without your authentic adventure occurring. Because, for example, at Encounter 2018, I had like a great time, but the ending of the encounter, Auntie Hyatt came up to me and she spoke, like God spoke through her. And God was like, I want you to trust me. And personally, it was something that I didn't want to do, like the youngest or the eldest. I didn't want to trust God. I don't know why I felt it, but it was like, no, thank you. It's all right. And I remember getting really angry at God. And like the eldest, I refused to listen or go with it. And Uncle Melvin took me to the train station. And I could either get the train or the bus. And this was a very big when moment. And I was meant to get the train or the bus. And I was like, I'm going to get the train. I'm carrying a lot of stuff. But when I was about to tap the button thing, if you guys know what that is. Yeah. The Oyster card thing. Yeah. When I was about to tap it, I heard God say, and I don't usually like hear it as clearly as this, God was like, don't get on the train. And I was like, who are you talking to? I was like, tap, ready to go. And I was so ready to go because I was thinking, you told me to trust you. Sometimes you hurt my feelings. I don't want to do what you want me to do. And obviously that doesn't sound very smart because really God was doing it for my benefit. And so, yeah. So when I got onto the train, I was chilling. It was going, it was good. Just before my train stop, I heard, you know, that lady on The Voice, she was like, the next station is not going to be going on because of a power cut. And I remember, my train station never has power cuts. I've gone to that train station for 17 years now, no power cuts. This was God like telling me, And that was one of those simple when moments, one of those moments that's just like you're living your life, let alone the ones where you're actually meant to be going towards your destiny and it's clear and maybe you're meant to get a job and you're meant to go a certain way or you're meant to get a certain bus so you get to your interview in time or go to school on time because you've got something important to do. That was just the train. And and I felt like really upset about it. I was remember thinking, now I knew that I'd done something wrong. I was like, oh, now I have to get off the train, get the bus I was going to get on anyway. And then I got to the bus stop. My bus was coming in like 9 minutes. I was like, no. And then I remember I repented to God. I was like, God, okay, you made me upset, but I really apologize. And I know you wanted me to do it that time and you wanted me to listen that time because that was a when moment. And but then it changed all of a sudden. As I said that, it changed all of a sudden to another bus that I preferred to get on, and it suddenly became due. And I remember God was like, I was like, like, Daddy, you love me. But it was like, even if you guys have experienced times where your when moments have gone wrong, like the youngest, you can sit down, by the way, if you want. You can sit down if you want. Like the youngest, even if you feel like you've made mistakes, especially with school in those times where you don't feel like you've gone as hard as you should have, God has grace and favor, and he loves you. And that's what he did with the son. He'll embrace you, he'll kiss you, he'll love you fervently. And just try not to continue doing the thing. If that means you have to talk to God and pursue this authentic adventure in a way that is not just religious, like that, but you actually speak to him and you pursue him and you ask him things like a child should, as you guys saw in your closed eyes moments, then yeah, do that. So what do you need to do? So what you need to do is dare to go deeper. That's probably the biggest thing. A lot of you guys already know Jesus. Like, you've already lived your life. You have kids, and they know Jesus, and they're getting to know Jesus. But it's like, God is calling. I heard God, like, yeah, God literally told me personally, like, you guys have been called to new beginnings in your relationship with God. But, like, it's like a genesis of your friendship with him, of your father-daughter, father-son relationship. God wants you. And I feel like he just loves each and every one of you so much that he wants to, like, bring it deeper to a way that you couldn't even see it before. And he will see, like, you may not see God as the father that's really kind or as good as you've seen because of your personal relationship with your fathers or personal relationship with your friends, because obviously the Holy Spirit as well. But God has called you deeper. He just sees you. And I was walking one time, and I was literally just chilling, just walking. And then I saw sand, and you don't usually see sand on the ground, but there was loads of sand on the ground. And I remember going like, okay. And then God was like, I think of my children just as much as all the sand in that space, all the sand in this world. I want them to know me more. I want more. That's what he wants. He wants that intense, authentic adventure. And God wants to have fun on your relationship with him or in your relationship with him. He has individual, unique, authentic ways he's made you. All of you guys have different names. All of you guys have different personalities. But God has called, and that's for your relationship with God. So you have an authentic personality, authentic character. And that's why you're meant to have an authentic relationship too with God. And the reason why the reason why you need to have this authentic relationship and adventure with him is because you need him. The youngest brother didn't know his dad, and when he found out, like, after planning all this speech of who's gonna Lord, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against you, I've done all these things, he realized afterwards that his father did not care. He just wanted to know him. He just wanted him. And why you need it is because you cannot do anything that you need to do truly without the one that loves you. And another reason why, which I was quite shocked to hear from God, was that the reason why you need to know God is because others need to know God as well. Because your life is not just for you. It's for evangelizing. And as you live that authentic adventure, people are drawn to you. And I personally see it in school sometimes when I'd be like, I'm not one of those people that go out of the way. We have this thing called a common room where everyone, just all the sixth formers go into. I'm not the one to go in there. I go straight upstairs and I just sit down and I just do like my thing. But people are still somehow drawn to me, and it's quite interesting to see. And I know that's definitely because of the favor of God in my life and the relationship I have with him and the adventure I'm going on with him all the time. And it draws people and allows you to bring more people to God, because those people need to have an authentic adventure with God as well. So it's not just for you, it's for others. And you're meant to bear fruit, and that's the way it goes. And so just to make sure you guys know how it's going. So we have the who, the where, the when, the what, and now the why. And now we're going to the how, the conclusion. So you may or may not know God that well, but all these things are from God to call you deeper. And I personally relate to the youngest son. I go my own way sometimes. I don't want to be with God sometimes. It's like, and I don't want to trust him. And you may feel like God's sometimes turned away from you in certain senses, and he doesn't hear your prayers. And when you have this, I've had moments of like going out in faith, but then God doesn't do it the way I want it to, but he does it. And I wouldn't understand. And I would just be like, okay. But then there's other times when I feel like the youngest son, eldest son, and you may feel like that as well, where you're earning your own way in life, and your relationship with God is how you used to do things, how you do things. You earn it. It's just the way it works. But you may find yourself repeatedly doing this. But there's also a way to get this, that if you've tried over and over again to get closer to God, and you may have moments where you try and hear God's voice and you don't hear it, and people who are very know Jesus a lot, you try and do what they do, it doesn't work your way. But there was a third son in this story that we may not have noticed, and I don't know if he's in the room. Is David here? Come on, David. Hi, David. So then there's a third son, and obviously I'm sure Jesus was a bit bigger when he was speaking the story, but Jesus was a child to his father, and he's the third son in the story, and he's the one that made a way for your relationship with him. Woo! And that's what... And that is what Christmas is about. It's about how the third son made a way for the eldest and the youngest and you. So... So with this year of new beginnings and all that it entails and all these things, just know that God is calling you to deeper, calling you to more, and that the third son has already made a way for you to do the things that you need to do. If you have mistakes or issues getting closer to God, you'll find him. You'll find him. There's no way that you can call God and he will not listen. And whether that means you have to read your Bible more, you're going to find the fruit, especially because God's the one that told me to tell you this. So if God doesn't do it, cool. It's up to him. You know what I'm saying? So the third son, Jesus, keep him in mind. Keep him in mind with every decision you decide to make, with drawing close to God. And you've already got the way made for you. And so, yeah, thank you. I think you guys may want to draw closer to God now. So if any of you guys would like to come to the front and just surrender for the next year to come, just surrender the perceptions and the issues and the feelings and your own way that you've been going, to turn and go to the authentic adventure that God has called you to go to. then come to the front. Don't be scared. Okay, if you're like, what are they going to do? So just come to the front. We're going to sing and we're just going to give our hearts to God. Because this new year is not a joke. This is a new beginning. Don't start the new beginning with the old beginning, with the end. It doesn't work. And whether people are going to look at you, people think that you're a bit of a freshie or whatever, like, it doesn't matter, because there's one authentic adventure that will affect the rest of your life, and that's the one with God. Thank you.